This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happening in the U.S. over the weekend and spilling into Monday in Austin, Minneapolis, and then the tug of war over a mask that led to a shooting. Crazy. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, what in the world is going on? Thanks so much for joining us here on the show as we traverse through some tricky terrain. Coming up, what's on tap? And a couple of amazing authors that I'm going to introduce you to, or an amazing author I'm going to introduce you to, and also a mic drop to kind of make you giggle, at least as we send you off at the tail end of the show. I hope it makes you giggle anyway. This is horrific what happened in Austin, this mass shooting. 14 people were wounded, one man, a 25-year-old, was killed, and two people now have been arrested. 17-year-old was the last one that was arrested, at a kid at a high school, and he is facing a charge of aggravated assault. It happened Saturday into Sunday between 1 and 1:30. When the gunfire just rang out in a very busy, busy time, because now the party has started up again, especially in Austin, where there's lots of live music, and so much of that music had died down because it was mostly remote or other ways musicians were reaching people. But Austin is the heart and soul of music in Texas, one could say. And it was really thumping and really loud and really happening, and sadly, it turned into a catastrophe and chaos, and people running and shouting and diving into the streets and just everything you can imagine when you think you hear that pop, pop, pop sound and people around you start to fall one by one. Sixth Street is one of those big party fun public streets. So there was definitely panic in the air. This poor Doug Cantor, 25 years old, hospitalized. He had a critical gunshot wound following the shooting. He died, you know, just after midnight into the next day after the shooting, and just absolutely terrible. And they were asking Crime Stoppers and Austin police, anybody with information. And it turns out, because there were cameras on the streets, that they were able to ultimately track down and confirm a few things. And so now, here you go, the last arrested, a 17-year-old facing charges, like I said, of aggravated assault. And it was awful to see those pictures and to think of the war zone that turned into. Now, in Minneapolis, a woman has died after a man drove into a crowd of protesters on Sunday night in Minneapolis. That suspect is in custody, and demonstrators were simply there to protest the June 3rd shooting death of Winston Smith Jr., the 33-year-old black man, by U.S. Marshals in Minneapolis. And wasn't quite midnight, or it was, you know, 11:40 or so on Sunday when this car, speeding at pretty fast speeds, plowed into protesters that were standing there along Lake Street and Girard Avenue in that popular uptown area, hitting and injuring three other people too. And just an awful, awful thing that's happened, where you have people that absolutely were, from all the video I can see, and I've just now started looking at more of it, when Nathan Reeder, our technical producer, told me about it, and I had just seen some brief little news hits on it, and I was now looking at some video, and it's just horrible to see this, as is the situation that happened in Austin. And it just, you just say to yourself, why? I mean, in both of these cases, different things and different reasons perhaps, but why? I mean, protesters had been holding demonstrations for days after the death, after Winston's death, for nearly 2 weeks. And, I mean, this is again, just a terrible thing, as they're pulling it all out and trying to figure it out. If you don't know the story, agents for the U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force say they were, this is their version, they were attempting to take him into custody over a felony firearms violation warrant, they say. And deputies on the task force shot their guns during the incident, and he died of multiple gun wounds. They say there was evidence in the preliminary investigation that he fired a weapon from inside his car, but the woman inside the car with him at the time of his death says, well, that's not true. She never, ever saw him with a gun. There is no body cam footage in this case from the shooting, and they're still unraveling that, investigating that, if you will. But I know, what a way to start the show. But what is going on? As I say that, and it leaves my lips, I certainly know. And I know that something has to stop and something has to change, because too many of these things are happening, and they may have different descriptions and there may be different motivations for them happening. But I still think we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. I do. And I love people from other countries, and I love other countries. But when I see this, it is just heartbreaking to me. And this is another one of those. Two people were wounded during an argument over Georgia's store mask policy. A cashier is dead, and two others, like I said, wounded. What happened was an argument inside the store on Monday afternoon. It was over the COVID-19 mask policy. And this happened at a Big Bear grocery store that are popular there, simply in the afternoon, you know, 1 o'clock in the afternoon, when Victor Tucker entered the store. He's just 30-year-old guy. He goes in, and he was also wounded, by the way. He allegedly got into an argument with a cashier about wearing a face mask while he was checking out and had his stuff on the counter. He left the store without making the purchase. But then he came back inside. He walked directly back to the cashier, and what witnesses are saying, he's pulled out a gun, and he shot her, and that was it. An off-duty officer, who was a veteran of the sheriff's office, pulled his weapon and opened fire on Tucker because he was there. He happened to be there. He was hit, but returned fire and hit the off-duty officer twice. Another cashier was grazed by a bullet, and she was treated at the scene. This because of a mask policy. All because of that. He easily could have just left the store, but no. The deputy, by the way, is in stable condition. Tucker, who was arrested by officers as he tried to crawl out of the store, also taken to the hospital. He's listed in stable condition, too. My goodness. Coming up on the show, we'll talk about certainly other things, including what's on tap, some things that also are chilling in a much different way. Stay with us.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Yes, it's what's on tap. Here's something that's interesting that's on tap. I am so surprised to be saying this, but Girl Scout cookies have gone unsold. Not a few boxes. Millions have gone unsold. And, of course, you could say it's probably the COVID thing. It's a very unusual problem. 15 million boxes, to be exact. In 109 years, they have not had that happen. No demand for Thin Mints because, you know, look, the pandemic wore on, and there used to be those cookie booths that the troops would have. A lot of times you'd see them out there in maybe the grocery store, in front of the grocery store or wherever, but in a lot of places they weren't able to do that. The Girl Scouts normally sell 200 million boxes of cookies a year, or around $800 million worth of cookies. So what's on tap is, what do they do with all of these cookies? They have 20, you know, in New Mexico, they said they had 22,000 boxes left over at the end of the selling season in late spring, and they keep trying to think of innovative selling methods like drive-through booths, contact free delivery, all of that. And last year, you know, that's how they were estimating what they needed. They sold 805,000 boxes of cookies in New Mexico trails. And this year they sold under 600,000. So what happens is they can't fill some staff positions at camps, the infrastructure improvements that they normally have, they can't do that. So what's on tap is you can buy boxes of cookies online through their Hometown Heroes program. They distribute cookies to healthcare workers, firefighters, and others And that's one way they're hoping to sell cookies, because that is so many to have left over. And the cookies have a 12-month shelf life. So they're scrambling to figure this out. But maybe you might need some Girl Scout cookies. I can tell you that I was a Girl Scout, and I remember the importance of getting those badges, especially the Cookie Monster badge, because that meant you sold X amount. And believe it or not, I was actually kind of shy, so I had to really enlist the help of my relatives and anyone I could find that I could get to help me figure out a way where I could sell them. And how could I do it? And who, you know, how, what did they know? it was the early beginnings, probably, of networking for me, because I knew I couldn't do it myself. and boy, again, the pandemic, and you got to think about that. That's a face-to-face thing for so many. So I hope they sell all those cookies, and they do have a little bit of time, but it is absolutely crunch time. So if you can help a Girl Scout, I'm just saying, and if you can spare the maybe pound or two, because they are addicting if you like cookies, yeah, that can be, and that's the downside of all of that, right? All right, also on tap, Blue Origin auctioning off a seat on a space flight with Jeff Bezos and his brother. That is definitely happening for $28 million. Yes. An unnamed winning bidder will sit on the New Shepard vessel on its first human flight. That's on tap on July 20th. And it is the same one where Jeff Bezos and his brother Mark will be. 7,600 people registered to bid from 159 countries. They must have had some serious cash, because they had to know that it was going to go for a lot of money. Why July 20th? Because it's the 52nd anniversary of the 1969 Apollo moon landing by Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin, of course. What kind of conversation would you have? What is a $28 million conversation like? $28 million conversation like? The winning bid is donated to the Foundation Club, by the way, for the future. And it's about inspiring future generations to pursue careers in STEM. And of course, Bezos isn't worried about the money part. But for the person who bid that, what kind of conversation would they have with him, I wonder? Because they would have to spend time together, because you have to prep for this. So it isn't a, oh, hey, shake hands or bump elbows, and here we are sitting next to each other on the Blue Origin going up in space. It's not that. It's you have to definitely do a little planning. They have to go through some ropes to make sure that they can handle it. And it's, you know, it's like astronaut training in a sense. It is like astronaut training. Yeah. So they will spend some time. Wow. All right, if you are getting ready for a future trip, this is what's on tap. A couple of different things. One, and this is just new from Amtrak, I guess they're thinking people are just really wanting to get out, so let's come up with something juicy to offer. Amtrak Rail Pass has 10 trips for $299, with passes available through June 22nd. So you got to get some skedaddle in you if you're going to do it. But, I mean, you can get them, and then you can take the trip, which is pretty good, because you're saving some money. I mean, that's less than $30 a ride for 10 trips over 30 days. It is a unique way to travel. I don't know what that would be like. I mean, have you ever spent serious time on the train? I've been on trains, and I've been on Amtrak before, but not any kind of trip, you know, like where you're on there for X amount of days or whatever. It's just jumping off and on. But I bet you it'd be pretty incredible, some of the views that you would see, depending on, you know, like the west coast of California. I think that would be pretty interesting to take that trip, maybe. Yeah. And for that price, yeah. What's on tap is still no fireworks for Mount Rushmore. A judge dismissed South Dakota governor's lawsuit to bring July 4th fireworks back to Mount Rushmore. So this judge won't force the National Forest Service to allow fireworks there in the Black Hills for an Independence Day celebration. The judge, Roberto Lang, dismissed a lawsuit that was brought against President Biden's administration by the South Dakota Gov after the Forest Service said, nah, we can't do it. We can't have that display. It was a 36-page opinion that followed this, by the way, saying that the Forest Service and the U.S. Department of Interior were justified in pulling the plug on the fireworks because of environmental, tribal, and health concerns that they say South Dakota had received ahead of the 2020 display, and they didn't want to extend that into 2021. And it's interesting because while that's happening, Mount Rushmore closed. 400 homes were evacuated because of these wildfires that have spread in South Dakota. And they're saying if they had granted the special use permit to the state for fireworks on Independence Day, it could have been disastrous in many, many, many different ways because of the conditions that they're experiencing right now. Again, it goes to the dry conditions, but that wasn't really used as the gist of why, but it was something to also throw, I guess, into the pile of perhaps this is something to consider, I guess. It was part of it anyway. What's on tap is another game for Philadelphia and Atlanta. No man cave this time around, so I thought I would give you that because I had some people ask me about what I thought about that series in the NBA. And while in the West their series was tied, the Clippers and the Jazz, the Clippers beating the Jazz 118-104. Same thing happened with Philadelphia and the Atlanta Hawks. The Hawks beat Philly 103-100, so that series is tied at two apiece. These are the semifinals, and I guess it makes it much more exciting, too, when it comes down to those waning moments and when the series get evened. Although, don't ask my family that back in Philly. I cannot even repeat some of the texts that I happen to read tonight on the family thread. Ooh. All right, stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the pandemic, with 600,000 Americans having died of the virus. Deaths have still fallen off dramatically since a peak in January. The seven-day average has fallen nearly 90% since the winter high. All Southwest Airlines flights have been grounded due to a nationwide network issue. The issue is reportedly with the company's weather monitoring system, but Southwest has not cited a specific reason. The company has said on social media that they're working to correct the problem, but have not given a timeline for flights to resume. And Tropical Storm Bill has developed off the coast of the eastern U.S., becoming the second named storm of the hurricane season. Bill is around 300 miles off of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and moving to the east-northeast. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to be short-lived and won't threaten the U.S. Forecasts show it could further strengthen on Tuesday, but is expected to begin to dissipate by Wednesday. This is USA Radio News. Following what he's deemed a successful summit with NATO leaders, President Biden is looking ahead to a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Tim Berg has more.
President Biden says the NATO summit has been a success. Biden calling the NATO alliance rock solid and unshakable during a briefing in Brussels, despite the efforts of powerful nations like Russia and China. As all eyes turn to President Biden's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday, President Biden was asked what he'll tell Putin about how far the United States will go when the two countries don't agree.
We should decide where it's in our mutual interest and the interest of the world to cooperate. And the areas where we don't agree, make it clear what the red lines are.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Biden will meet with Putin on Wednesday in Geneva, where he's also expected to discuss a recent wave of cyber attacks originating from Russia, among a wide range of topics. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
More. He's got a couple of books we're going to talk about, and it's so interesting knowing I was going to talk to him and talking to him off the air. We were talking about the power of hypnosis, and one of his books is called Understanding the Power of the Subconscious Mind Hypnosis and Other Effective Healing Option, Alternative Healing Options. Boy, could we use this right now. Franchot, first of all, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure, and thank you for having me this morning, Kate.
So I know you've had the opportunity to be in a lot of different places. You're joining us from Las Vegas, but you're originally from Trinidad. Did you get some of the inspiration for what you do from those early beginnings in Trinidad?
Absolutely. You know, I came here in May of 1969 at the age of 14, but prior to coming to Trinidad, I worked with two of my grandparents, my paternal and my father's mother and mother's mother, they were spiritual workers, and they had me working with them, and I think that set the foundation for a lot of what, when I came to the United States, when I really got into a higher level of emotional work, I realized it bordered on clinical hypnotherapy, so the transition was very easy, you know?
Yeah. Tell us about hypnosis. I think it's one of those things that people are so curious about and some people are afraid of. Tell us about the power of hypnosis. I mean, you talk about that in the book.
Yeah. Well, basically, there's a lot, and one of the chapters in the book is called Debunking the Myths and Stereotypes About Hypnosis, and it has been placed there mainly by television and the film industry. However, hypnosis works by basically you and I are speaking, Kate and Franchot are speaking using the conscious reasoning process, or what we call the conscious mind. But there's a more powerful mind which we call the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind has the two major jobs to do: to prove you and I correct in any of our assumptions, and to protect us. So anything that we believe the subconscious mind make real. So any fear or any other lifestyle changes that you want to make, you have to go down to the level of speaking to the subconscious mind. Well, the subconscious mind is more or less like the program of the computer. And you could erase a program and rewrite a program. And this is what hypnosis is, actually the bypassing of what we call the critical factor, which is that part, another part of the conscious awareness that blocks any positive suggestion for change from coming into the domain of the subconscious mind once those new suggestion doesn't conform to the previous suggestions. So we have to bypass that security guard. And once we do, we speak to the subconscious mind and give the subconscious mind instructions on how it would, how it should function or perform with regards to a specific issue in the future. And basically, change is imminent, and you could do the same thing to your husband. Your husband could do the same thing to you, because we are all hypnotists in our own way.
Wow. So you've seen it really work, though. And when it does, that has to, I mean, pardon the pun, but it has to blow people's minds. When you work with people and that happens and they have these incredible changes, what do they say?
Well, this is what, when somebody comes to me and we identify the main problem, let's say, for example, smoking cessation, you know, and somebody comes to me with smoking cessation, and I go down into the recesses of the subconscious mind, and I realize that they started smoking at the age of 13 just to be involved in a clique or a gang, and that was the criteria for belonging. So basically that goes to the roots of self-confidence and low self-esteem. So when I go and treat low self-esteem and self-confidence, it automatically removes the need for smoking, you know. And then there are other mitigating factors, such as the subconscious mind being programmed either by sucking the thumb when they were young or just spending a whole lot of time on a pacifier. Those are the prerequisites that the subconscious mind uses to equate with pacification. So as you get older and you want to pacify yourself, you find yourself sticking something in your mouth, and the subconscious mind, the memory of the subconscious mind, would produce the same thing, a level of pacification, and that is what cigarettes do. So we have to take away those memories from the central nervous system, the hand-to-mouth movement and all these things, or something in the mouth to pacify the occasion. And then smoking, the release of smoking becomes imminent, you know?
Yeah, wow.
And another, yeah.
It's fascinating, absolutely. I want to make sure, because we don't have a lot of time, that we get to everything else, too, because I think it's fascinating what a well-rounded person you are. And also, poetry played a big part of your life. You started writing poems when you were a kid back in Trinidad, and now you have a book, Reinventing Poetry, the final edition. What do you mean about reinventing poetry?
Well, the way I'm not too sure if I'm a poet, actually, because some of the way poetry is being defined, I'm not too sure. So in my own way, reinventing poetry is a contribution to presenting ideas and words that could affect change in people's lives in a new way, you know?
Yeah.
And my poetry, the way I write it, most all songs begin as poems, and all my poems are songs. It's easy to translate one poem into a song. You know, and if we had 1 minute, I wanted to leave one poem called Never Give Up with my listeners.
Let's hear it. Never Give Up.
Never give up. When all has been tried and all access denied, where humiliation and shame had once abided, you see yourself at rope's end and stare at the drop. Listen to the echo of the voice within saying, never give up. Never give up. When it seems that all friends are lost, never attend, and everywhere you turn, there is no support. Allow the voice within to resonate. Never give up. Never give up. When even your children cast your emotion aside, you absorb that special pain, juggles your pride, I dare you to resort to a stance as defiant as a rock. Heed the voice within and never give up. Never, ever give up.
Oh, I like it. I'm getting chills. Hashtag never give up. That's great.
Thank you.
We go from that to, let's close it out with a collection of metaphysical experience. Tell us about that book.
very briefly, beautiful document. These are stories that we all have, but are afraid to speak out, speak about the fear of being ridiculed, and other issues. For example, there was a document featured years ago on Unsolved Mysteries where a young lady got killed in 1947 crossing a highway in Cowtown, New Jersey. Well, about 40 years ago, I was coming down the highway, pitch dark in the middle of the night. I saw a white lady in a blue globe, coming a ride. My cousin and I moving, stopped, pick her up, turned out to be a lady whose face looked to be about 300 years. Then I realized she was from the other side, so I started to speak to her in metaphysical terms about being, going through the light and these things. And she keep telling me that she, when I ask her where she would like me to drop her, she just said, right up the road. And eventually when I dropped her at exit 7 coming into the turnpike, she walked around the car and disappeared. You know, and a couple months later, I saw the same thing being featured on Unsolved Mysteries. That happened to hundreds of drivers over the years. And many other stories. I have a story called The Day I Died, you know, and some other beautiful life-stimulating stories, you know, life imitating art, the death of a boxer, the suicide of a boxing referee. I was the referee involved in a bout that was in Caesar's Palace several years ago in which the boxer Jimmy Garcia died. I resigned from the commission and left. The referee killed himself. But the important thing is 3 months before that, I played a part in a movie where I played a referee, and the doctor was a doctor from the Nevada State Athletic Commission who played the part of a doctor. And the same thing we were doing in the movie, he was trying to revive the fallen boxer, and I was holding, stabilizing the boxer's head. It happened in Caesar's Palace, being looked at by 250 million people. And the same identical thing happened with Jimmy Garcia in the bout. It could be seen on YouTube, Jimmy Garcia versus Gabriel Ruelas.
Yeah. You know? I know it. I know that fight. Yeah.
Right. And that bout, and there are many stories. And the last one, one of the most beautiful ones, is that the strange case of Roman Coca-Cola. The one record that, the first record to make, sold 500,000 copies, and the first group to make $1 million on a record was the Andrew Sisters of, you know, the famous song Rum and Coca-Cola. Rum and Coca-Cola was a calypso stolen from Trinidad by a Calypsonian by the name of Lord Belasco. Was brought to America by the comedian Murray Amsterdam and converted into Rum and Coca-Cola. There was a humongous lawsuit in 1947. It resulted in the Calypsonian Lord and Vader winning the lawsuit, and it set the precedent for how they for detecting plagiarism in music and the future standard for musical conduct in the United States. You know, but that single record, Rum and Coca-Cola, is what revolutionized the American musical industry. But the whole story with the whole completed history of the case, you know, is involved in that story. And it's a beautiful movie, as well as several other stories in that book.
Yeah, wow. Rum and Coca-Cola, I got to go listen to that now. I remember my grandfather playing that. I can remember that song.
Yeah.
Ooh, it was a big song. That was a big song by the Andrew
Sisters. That was the biggest song in the United States, you know. And the lawyer, Louis Mizer, I introduced this man to a lot of lawyers, young lawyers. He was the Perry Mason of court law in the United States. And he took that case, and he's the one, he hired Maurice Barron, a musical expert, and they are the ones who detected the 18 bars that was stolen from the original. Actually, the original song was sung in Patois, and the name was Leanne Passé, and they translated it into Rum and Coca-Cola. You know?
Wow, incredible. Yeah. Franchot Moore, we could talk all day. Thank you so much for joining us. You can get all his books on Amazon. Thank you.
And thank you, my dear sister. Much love to you and your family.
Yes, thank you. You too. Thanks.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So what is it about ambulances that has people doing crazy things? Check this out. A Baltimore man stole an ambulance and drove himself to the hospital. You can't make this stuff up. He was taken into custody after he stole the running ambulance. Paramedics were called to a home early Monday and left the keys in the ignition. They went inside. That's what they do sometimes. When they were inside the house, a 38-year-old man ran outside, jumped into the ambulance, and drove away. You know, was he the guy that called 911, or did the paramedics, were they responding to a different call? It's kind of unclear, but the paramedics contacted the police about the stolen ambulance, and they managed to pull the man over a few blocks away from the hospital. He told the cops he was having a heart attack, needed to get to the hospital. Officers took him into custody without incident and determined he was having a medical crisis. So then he was taken to the hospital for an emergency eval, but they didn't provide any details about his medical condition. I don't know if they're going to leave the keys in the ambulance anymore. And then there was this other story that really could be truly a mic drop. A woman stole an ambulance and splash, she drives it right into a lake after a 137-mile drive. So police and others in upstate New York are just baffled. This woman crashed a stolen ambulance into the bay near Rochester. I actually saw some video of it. The ambulance was taken 137 miles away in Utica, and a number of police chases happened before it ended up in the bottom of the lake. This is not a movie. And on Sunday morning, the Utica Police Department got a call from Kunkel Ambulance that one of its ambulances were stolen. The ambulance was getting cleaned out when, as the crews weren't present, it was taken from the garage. So by the time police arrived and pulled the van's GPS location, it was already 25 miles away and heading west down the New York State thoroughfare. New York State police started to give chase, noting that the woman behind the wheel didn't appear to be trying to get anywhere quickly, so it was really strange. They were kind of at a reasonable speed, trying not to have any sort of an accident. And the initial chase lasted about 50 miles. Police say excessive speed wasn't involved, and they called off chases numerous times in the name of public safety, but continued to follow the van using unmarked cars. And the police at one point used spike strips, but they couldn't stop the ambulance, so they thought that would stop it. Before long, the woman had made it all the way to Rochester, over 100 miles from where the van was originally stolen. Like I said, she took the van onto Seneca Road with enough speed to blast through the gate of the Newport Yacht Club and right into the bay. There's a camera at the yacht club, and it caught the moment the van went in. This is radio, but just use your imagination, close your eyes for a second, and think about what that would look like. That's not a good splash. But you can see it. Go to whatever your search engine is, and you can see it if you go there. It is, wow, it is shocking. Let me just say that. I mean, it is. It's just absolutely shocking to see it. So to me, that is the mic drop. That they throw down spikes, they're just giving chase, and they're going along, and there you go. I mean, somehow she drives it all the way through, and then it seemed like maybe she had a destination, maybe she didn't, and then poof, it's in the water. And of course, she's pulled out of the water, but what a strange, strange thing to happen. And the perfect mic drop. So, this could be a mic drop of a different sort. Cannabis, not cannabis itself, but a cannabis company, Tilray, recently merged with another company, and they've seen its stock surge. I mean, really surge, right? So guess how that's happening? It's from Reddit. Backers are touting the growing numbers of states legalizing recreational and medical marijuana, of course. Investors are holding out for that dream scenario of federal legalization. It might be a stretch in the near term. Who knows if we'll ever see that happen. I think eventually, maybe, but not anytime soon. So if the stock starts to suddenly rise, short sellers have no choice but to buy it back or face large losses. I mean, this is part of that game. That's a big reason behind the recent spikes in AMC, GameStop, we talked about that, and other stocks that the Reddit community has just glommed onto, you know, this year, whatever word you want to use. And this is like kind of a movement for them. The short sellers have taken control in the battle lately, though. So there was a 6% pop and in this one stock. It's called Tilray, which is the merger of the two companies. And the share prices have fallen for the last three trading days. But there was something on the message boards. Weed stocks to bears. I'm not leaving. That was on one of the Reddit sites. So look for this to be part of the conversation. I mean, they're making it interesting, right? Yeah, people are paying attention. There's no question about that. And it's because of what, you know, what they're doing with stocks and how the stocks are going up. And they're on these wild rides when they decide to jump on that, or what was the word I used? Glom onto it. And there you go. Also, this is an interesting story that I thought I would throw out as we are getting ready to close the gates here on this show. A couple of quick odds and ends, and one of them is I read this story today. I don't know if it was in one of the papers I read or what. It might have been USA Today. It might have been something I saw about tattoo artists. So many people I know are getting ink lately, and what now they're seeing is that after a kind of a downturn, I guess, in some places because of COVID, that makes sense, tightening the grip on the U.S. last year, industries that required physical closeness of course, like salons, like tattoo studios, we're hunkering down, so you're not going to do the tattoo thing. Now it's like wide open. Now everybody that wanted a tattoo, whether it's in Brooklyn, New York, whether it's in Orlando, Florida, whether in it's in Atlanta, people are lining up to get these tattoos. Tattoo shops reopening, they're just jammed. So now they're jammed, like people are lining up, they're forced to take all kinds of different appointments, meaning, you know, lining up these appointments. And it had to be really strange to see that something that, for example, like this one big shop in Torrance, California, it was called Black Raven, some people have heard of it. And anyway, that shop was so much on the map, and then COVID became, you know, wreaked havoc with the livelihoods of so many of the people that were the artists there. And now that's turned around. Now that it's turned around, it's about, can you get an appointment and even get in? So it's in to have ink. I don't think it ever went out. I just think that, you couldn't do it because of the businesses being shut down, reopened for 2 seconds, and again, the physical closeness of it, just like hair salons and people who were masseuses, etc. It really had a hard time. It was one of those industries that just got socked big time. It's like today I was looking at a list of what are the strange things that have happened because of COVID, the strange shortages that people didn't think of. You know, I've talked about lumber on this show. Of course, we've talked about toilet paper, but it's beyond that. I mean, chicken wings, couches, rental cars. It's crazy. There's places where you think you could get a rental car. You cannot get a rental car. Hawaii's one of them, and you might say, well, that's Hawaii. But no, there's always, I've been to Hawaii many times. There's always rental cars. But they had to sell the cars because they had to make a profit. So the cars that normally would be there aren't there. Boats were big because people were boating, trying to do something, get out in the open. Garden gnomes, I can't explain that, but people decided they wanted garden gnomes. And there were sellouts of garden gnomes. Bidets, I totally get because of the toilet paper thing. So that's probably what happened there. Pickle jars, that's another thing that you had a hard time getting. You know, go figure. And now, because of the demand, some of it's still kind of off kilter. Crazy, isn't it? All right, it looks like the gates are closing. And just a final shot or shout out. Anything that you want to share with me, share it with me 24/7. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. It'll go into my virtual mailbag. Make it count, everybody. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.